Carnegie Mellon was a somewhat different situation involving a different part of Section 271. This is actually a pretty common situation, I would say much more common than the Western Gecko scenario, where you have a chip manufacturer. Here it was Marvell. They used patented methods that were owned by Carnegie Mellon to design custom disk drives in the U.S. But as is often the case, all of Marvell's chips were manufactured and sold abroad. And when I say sold, I want to clarify that a little bit. What I mean by that is they took invoices, or they provided invoices and took purchase orders and consummated the sale for all of the chips outside the United States. They were found to infringe under 271A for using some subset of chips in the U.S. and also, I'll get to the other aspects of it in a second. They sought damages, though. Carnegie Mellon sought damages for all of Marvell's worldwide sales, including chips that never made it into the U.S. at all. And the reasoning was it was U.S. activities, infringing activities under 271A, like using, testing, the like in the United States, that gave rise to the foreign sales. So they were foreseeable and they resulted from infringing actions in the United States. And even though they were never, those chips never entered the United States at all, Carnegie Mellon sought damages for all of them. The Federal Circuit held that there are no royalties available except for chips made, used, sold, or imported into the United States. And to the extent, and only to the extent that the United States is a location of sale, chips not made in or imported into the United States could be included into a past royalty award and ongoing royalty order. And that case was remanded, as I'll talk about in a little bit more detail later on, for some factual findings related to that. So you can see already at least a potential apparent inconsistency between Carnegie Mellon and Western Gecko, I think. Power Integrations, the facts were quite similar to Carnegie Mellon, in the sense that you had a U.S. chip maker, Fairchild, who sold chips overseas. Most of the infringing chips, there were some made in the U.S., and those are not what this is about, but the vast majority of the allegedly infringing chips were made overseas, and they were sold to Samsung, and they directly displaced sales by Power Integrations to Samsung. And Power Integrations' theory of damages was that the Fairchild Samsung contract specified that the chips that Fairchild sold had to meet U.S. requirements. And so even though the vast majority of the chips were made, used, and sold outside the U.S., it was completely foreseeable direct result of infringing activities in the United States that led to those foreign sales, and therefore, according to Power Integrations, they should be able to collect damages for all of it, even though only about 18% of those chips actually made it into the U.S. ever. And there the Federal Circuit said that they could not collect damages for those chips that never made it into the U.S. No royalties were allowed except for chips made, used, sold, or imported into the U.S. And they said that regardless of how the argument's framed under the facts of this case, the underlying question remains whether Power Integrations is entitled to compensatory damages for injury caused by infringing activity that occurred outside the territory of the United States. The answer is no. Okay, so the question then is, are Carnegie Mellon and Power Integrations good law after Western Gecko? And at least Judge Stark, the Delaware trial judge who handled the original Western Gecko case in the district court, believed that at least Power Integrations was no longer good law. He issued an order saying, in the court's view, the Supreme Court's Western Gecko decision implicitly overruled the Federal Circuit's certified that ruling for interlocutory appeal. As I mentioned, we would already know the answer to whether the Federal Circuit thinks that Western Gecko overruled Power Integrations by now, but for the fact that Power Integrations and Fairchild settled in 2019, shortly before oral argument, after years of litigation, many years of litigation. And beyond just the district court in Delaware, at least some academic commentators have said that they also don't think that either Power Integrations or Carnegie Mellon are still good law after Western Gecko. So Professor Holbrook at Emory and Professor Cotter at the University of Minnesota have both said that they think that they're no longer good law. And Professor Holbrook said that he thinks that the Supreme Court rejected a strict territorial rule articulated in Power Integrations and Carnegie Mellon. And I disagree with that analysis for reasons I'll explain. I don't think that either Carnegie Mellon or Power Integrations really rely on a strict territorial rule. There's a sense in which they do, but it does not apply to the activity on which damages are predicated.